Hello, I'm David Austin with the BBC News. WikiLeaks is publishing what it says are documents showing that the US National Security Agency spied on the French President François Hollande and his two immediate predecessors, Nicolas Sarkozy and Jacques Chirac. French media reported that the communication intercepts took place between 2006 and 2012. John Sokol reports from Washington.
In a document entitled Espionage Élysée, WikiLeaks claimed that the US National Security Agency has been intercepting the communications of the last three French presidents. There's no source for this other than the claims made by WikiLeaks themselves, but they are being reported widely in the French media. And given previous disclosures from the whistleblower Edward Snowden, the claims seem plausible. The French embassy here in Washington is refusing to say anything, and the State Department issued a one-line statement, "We do not comment on the veracity or content of leaked documents."
The Hungarian government is temporarily suspending a key European Union asylum agreement. It compels the country to take back asylum seekers who enter Hungary but subsequently travel on to other EU member states. The government says more than 60,000 illegal immigrants have entered the country this year. From Budapest, Nick Thorpe reports.
The boat is full, Hungarian government spokesman Zoltán Kovács told reporters in Vienna, announcing the Hungarian government's dramatic move. The decision to suspend this central EU asylum rule, known as the Dublin procedure, dovetails with the announcement last week in Budapest that the government will build a fence along its southern border with Serbia. By temporarily suspending the right of other EU countries to return migrants to Hungary, it is effectively sealing its other borders as well.
Eurotunnel train services carrying passenger vehicles and freight between Britain and France have resumed after being suspended when striking French port workers swarmed onto rail tracks and set fire to tyres. Migrants took advantage of the chaos to jump onto lorries in the hope of getting to Britain. Eurotunnel said they would be running services through the night to clear the backlog. Health officials in Sierra Leone say two new cases of Ebola have been confirmed in the capital, Freetown. It was thought the city was free of the disease, as no cases had been recorded for several weeks. This report from our Africa editor, Mary Harper.
A spokesman for the National Ebola Response Centre said there were fears of further infections, as the new Ebola cases occurred in a densely populated slum. He said there was great concern because all quarantine facilities in Freetown had been closed due to the lack of new cases. The north of Sierra Leone continues to be affected by Ebola, as does neighbouring Guinea.
Our Africa editor Mary Harper reporting. World News from the BBC. Lawmakers in South Carolina have voted to debate removing the Confederate flag from the grounds of the state capital in Columbia. It's a response to the killing of nine African Americans in Charleston last week. Pictures of the white suspect brandishing the flag have emerged online, but the state senator for South Carolina, Tom Davis, said the flag wasn't just a symbol for racist groups.
There are many people in South Carolina, many very good people in South Carolina, for whom that Confederate flag is a symbol of heritage and ancestry, and they're not racist. But it's also true that there are hate groups that have taken this battle flag as an emblem of their hatred.
Tom Davis. More than 3 million Iraqis have been forced from their homes since the rise of Islamic State in 2014. The International Organization for Migration says the majority have been displaced from Anbar to the west of Baghdad, where IS has been fighting to take over the whole province. Meanwhile, the Islamic State group has accepted a pledge of allegiance by militants in the Caucasus, which includes Chechnya and Dagestan. It's the first time IS has formally welcomed jihadists from the region into its organization. The main jihadist group in Chechnya has been critical of IS in the past. A young female suicide bomber is reported to have killed at least 10 people in northeastern Nigeria. Witnesses in the town of Gujba said another 20 people were injured. One man said the bomber could not have been more than 12 years old. Don Featherstone, the creator of the plastic pink flamingo, which adorned countless American lawns for 5 decades, has died in Massachusetts. He was 79. His birds first went on sale in the late 1950s, becoming a craze in the 60s, before eventually turning into an icon of kitsch. His wife, Nancy, said the couple kept nearly 60 of the pink flamingos on their lawn, saying that it reminded them of how their bread was buttered. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语 kekenet.com。